Blog Talk Radio.
Sports fans, it's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. It's our 23rd episode. Thanks for joining me tonight live at 11:01 Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. A great series to get involved with. We are already on episode 23. It feels like I just started last week on this show. We've had a lot of great guests over the few weeks, notably Steven Nelson. We've had Aaron Wilmer. Rashid Bailey. The list goes on. If you want to check those archives out, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. A lot of great content you want to check out there on the website as well. A mock draft, a small school mock draft, a small school big board, a regular big board, and Mickey, the founder, has graded over 200 prospects so far, and he's hard at work every day to make that website the best it can be. But tonight, Inside the War Room, we'll be hosting Christian Covington, defensive tackle of Rice. He's quite a playmaker. He had a knee injury, which hurt him a little bit, but he's talented. Don't let the knee injury take you away from his talent. He is 6'2", 285, another breed of small defensive tackles. Last year, Aaron Donald made a statement with his small frame, but he made his impact felt in the NFL. Covington is a great pass rusher. He uses his hands outstanding, and he's relentless, and he's a great run stopper. He gets in the backfield and really makes plays. He is a CUSA Phil Steele and Athlon all-team player. He's an All-American Phil Steele player, third team. He's an Outland Trophy watch list player. He's a Rotary Lombardi Award player. He's a Chuck Benicardi Award Watch player, and a Bronco Nagurski Award player. Just a very decorated guy that has a whole bunch of ability, and he's got great pass rushing moves. When you watch this film, it's his first step that really stands out and really shows. I think that he is outstanding with the pass rush, and he can get to quarterback. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for tonight, Mr. Christian Covington. Christian, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm kind of bunkered in. You'll probably laugh at me. I'm from South Carolina. We're getting some snow tonight, and we're getting about 2 or 3 inches, and South Carolinians freak out when we get more than an inch of snow. So I'm bunkered in my apartment, and I'm just enjoying our show. I've been prepping for it for the last hour and a half, and actually the hour before that, I was on another radio show talking about draft prospects. So okay. I'm right at home.
I feel you on that.
So I've told our listeners a little bit about you, about your size, your weight, and I've also talked about all the awards that you've been on watch for and how many All-American teams you're on. You're quite a decorated player. I talked about a little bit about your film. We'll jump more into that with the shadow comparison segment, which I like to do about into the 15-minute mark. But let's jump straight into it and get going with this. We've got about 20 minutes to talk about your journey from high school to college and now to your NFL journey going forward. So let's jump straight into it. Tell me about your process from high school to college. What was the transition like, and how did Coach Bailey really make you feel welcome at Rice?
So I started my high school career in Vancouver, British Columbia. So yeah, it was kind of a long journey for me coming all the way from Canada. You know, I started playing football ever since eighth grade. Went to the same high school throughout my whole life, and basically the whole recruiting process started late for me. It ended up starting around like my senior year in high school, and I was in contact with Rice University. The assistant head coach for Rice actually used to play football with my father in the CFL. So that was a little connection right there. So, I mean, once the film was actually transferred, you know, they brought me down for a visit, and I basically signed the deal with my commitment to them. But, you know, the transition itself has been good. You know, we actually played American Rules in high school in Canada where I'm from, so that transition was a lot easier for me. And a lot of other Canadians have to deal with, so I was pretty good on this. That was pretty good for that consideration. But you know, I feel as if I had a great college career. You know, I've been a part of some amazing things in Rice. We were able to accomplish some amazing things as a team over my 4 years there. So I'm just pretty blessed to be where I'm at right now.
You know, it's such a process going through, and I think a great coaching staff really makes you the college player you are. I mean, your play can speak louder than words, but they give you so much advice. Michael Slater is definitely no exception. He is one of the best in the business for what his technique is. I'm very familiar with him. How has Coach Slater developed you into an all-around player, not only as a very good pass rusher that uses his hands, but a run stopper in the backfield? How has Coach Slater really developed you into one of the best all-around defensive tackles in the country?
You know, he's done his part since my freshman year. You know, he's been a big help with me in developing my game, particularly in the run game and whatnot. So you know, I felt like coming in, I was kind of a spry little guy. I was just basically using my athleticism and my just like natural ability to be able to like carry me forward when it came to football and my ability. So, you know, he's able to take me and, you know, allow me to use my natural leverage against my opponents and whatnot. So, you know, he really did help implement that into my game. He really allowed me to actually, you know, not have to always use my quickness as one of my assets, but, you know, actually develop my, you know, being able to transfer my power in the weight room and have that be able to transfer onto the field and implement that with my pass rush moves and with my power moves when it comes to me playing from the defensive line position.
Yeah, I think that you hit on something that I think a lot of guys don't really touch on. I had a defensive tackle interviewee a few weeks ago, and he talked about power to leverage. And I think that's something you use very well. And I can see that you understand power to leverage the balance, because, you know, sometimes you can't put too much power, then you know you're overextending. Well, then, you know, if you use your leverage well, you can get under the blocks. That's something that you've done really well. Your stats definitely show it. 19.5 tackles for losses, 9 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, so you're quite active in the backfield. And I think you really bring that to the table. And it's something that NFL team's going to be like, look, I think there's this new generation of pass-rushing defensive tackles that aren't quite the build that we've had 10 years ago, that everyone was getting a 6'3", 350-pound run stuffer that stopped the run. But now defensive tackles are becoming even more pass-rushing presence, and I think that's something you bring to the table.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's you know, that's the thing that, you know, the NFL has to adapt when, you know, certain changes are being made really every year, and with the ever-changing game like football is and like the NFL is, you know, changes are needed within the realm of the sport.
And I think you're going to adapt quite well in the NFL. I know Aaron Donald set a high standard for smaller defensive tackles like yourself. We'll jump straight into the shadow comparison segment since we're already talking about comparisons. Now, who do you mold your game around, and who do you really like to, I guess, mold your game or compare your game to? Who do you watch a lot of tape on to get understanding of how to use your abilities to go forward in the NFL?
Well, actually, you just mentioned it right there. I've been studying film on Aaron Donald for a couple of years now. When he was back playing at Pitt University of Pittsburgh, we played against some familiar opponents. So whenever we were playing an opponent that went against Pittsburgh, that's the first thing I want to see. I want to see what successes Mr. Donald was having against these opponents. So, he's definitely one of the people that I really tried to study when I was in college. As far as like the real comparisons go, I compare myself to myself. Really, I try to take in wisdom, I try to learn from all these great defensive tackles that have played great in college, have had tremendous careers in the NFL, and I just try to just really implement their styles and implement anything that I can take from their game and just really just implement it into my own.
And I think that's totally okay. Some guys like to mold their game around different guys, and they like to mold their own game and their own image. I totally see that. Simply for fan and people listening in like to hear, who does someone in the NFL remind you of? And, usually I do my homework on a guy every night that I do the show, and there's no exception for you. I've done my homework. And are you familiar with a guy that was drafted in the 1996 draft in the fifth round? He was the 166th overall pick, I believe. He played at San Diego State. He was an Aztec. And most of his career, he was a St. Louis Ram, and he also played a lot of times in New Orleans. I'm comparing your game to Leroy Glover. Have you ever watched any tape on Leroy?
Yes.
Leroy Glover is undersized. He's 6'2", 290. He's quite active in the backfield. He's actually the director of player engagement right now at St. Louis. So, you might come across him in your private workouts or something like that. But, he's quite active in the backfield. He was a six-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro. In 2000, he had 17 sacks. Leroy Glover was just, quite active in the backfield, and that's who I see your game a lot like. Now, a lot of people aren't familiar with him because 1996 was a while back, and he finished his career in 2008. I was just getting out of high school in 2008, so it was a little while ago, but that's who I see your game like.
Well, thank you.
I know it's a big comparison, but I'm just going to be straight up with you. That's who I see your game like. So, with what I see on tape, I've watched a good many games on you. I've seen two live games on you. And something that stands out to me is your pass rushing ability is the first thing that stands out. A guy with your size has a lot of technique. I think that your coaches taught you right of using your different pass rushing moves and different skill sets. You deflate blocks pretty quick. You have active hands. You're not going to take any first block away and just say, hey, just get that out of here. You're going to push that block away, and you're going to be violent with the hands. And you have quick feet. You're more athletic than people realize. I'm sure you were disappointed last week. You were itching to get on the field and do drills at the combine.
Oh,
but I'm
tremendously.
I'm going to just bring up, how was your experience at the combine? I know you were itching to get out there and run with the guys, but how was your experience interviewing with the teams, the media? Tell me about your week in Indy.
My weekend, it was a great experience. To be invited to that event in itself was, it was an honor. It's because, not many people have had the chance to be able to say, they've been invited to the combine, and out of all the great players that come in and out of college playing college football every year, the NFL only chooses roughly 300 to 350 guys to come and invite to the combine. So it was an honor to be there first and foremost. My experience there was tremendous in itself. As you said, I was when the final day came to actually put it on the field. I was itching. I was I was just praying there'd be just some chance for me to be able to just go out there and perform. But, you know, it didn't come. But at the same time, you know, it was a good learning experience to be able to be amongst the NFL teams and get go to the interview process, to be able to show the medical staff of all the teams of how I've been coming along with my knee rehab. You know, it was great to be able to showcase that in itself. Overall, dealing with that, dealing with the media, you know, it was a great event, great learning experience. You know, it was great to be, you know, to be around, a group of guys that all share the same common goal of, you know, of reaching the NFL and just being able to be the one step closer to achieving all of our dreams.
Was there anyone there during the week? There's a lot of big defensive tackle names going into this draft, including yourself. Was there anyone that you, I guess, bonded with this week? Somebody, I don't know, I'm going to throw a name out there, Jordan Phillips or any of the big men at the defensive line. Was there anyone that, I guess, you bonded with more than anyone else?
Well, I've actually been training out in Exos in Arizona. And, you know, that in itself, we produced a lot of guys who were actually at the combine. And, you know, we've been able to be, you know, close and, you know, we're working out every day. We're on the field every day working on drills. So, you know, we've been around each other constantly since January. So, you know, I've been able to work out with guys like, you know, Leonard Williams, Gabe Wright, Eddie Goldman, Marcus Hardison, guys like that. You know, so it's been tremendous to, you know, hang around with guys like that, to be able to work out with guys like that, you know, guys that just share the same passion, guys who just play the same position, you know, and above all else, you know, we're all chasing the same dream.
And where did you say you were training again?
Exos in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. One of the guys I mentor is actually in Arizona, except he's at the La Charles Bentley training facility. I know that's more driven for offensive linemen, but, you know, I wasn't sure if you two had crossed paths. Let's move into another part of the show. I'd like to get a take on if you've interacted with any alumni from Rice that have made the jump. I'm going to name one right straight off the top who I had a great experience with. And you and your coach, I believe, I think it was your coach or the tight end coach or his agent. But Vance McDonald that got drafted to San Francisco, does Vance give you any advice going forward, or is there any other OWL alumni that has really shaped you and really tried to give you advice for the steps going forward?
Yes, sir. You know, I have talked to Vance. You know, it was good to be – I was his teammate for about 2 years at Rice, you know, and I came to him when I was – during the time, really, when I was set to pick my agent. So I went to him for advice on, you know, that, what to expect in the NFL and whatnot. So that was a good – I've had some good talks with him. But – I know the one Rice alum who's really, you know, helped me out with a lot of situations has been Andy Kalu. He was a great Rice Owl. You know, he was all Southwest Conference defensive end, all WAC player. He was drafted in 1997 by the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, he's been had a great career in the NFL. Finished off with the Houston Texans. And now he's working with, I believe he's working with the Houston Sports Radio Broadcast itself. So, you know, he's been there for me day one. He's been my mentor at Rice since my freshman year. I was put in a student athlete leadership program there, and he was actually been, so we've known each other since day one. And he's been a great help with me in this process. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous lifestyle, and I've been blessed to have him be a part of my life.
I think it's important to have a mentor figure in any process, if it's a former player or a former agent or, you know, anyone that can give you support going forward. Obviously, I know the importance of it. I'm a mentor myself to about, you know, 20 different guys. You know, I try to spread around, you know, my wisdom to guys. I can't give the player perspective, but I can, you know, at least keep you humble and keep you motivated. I understand the importance of that. So I think it's great that you have a lot of good outlets. You know, you mentioned you had a mentor since your early days at Rice, and, you know, you have a lot of good connections in the league to help you out going forward, and I think that's going to be very beneficial throughout this whole process.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, one of the last segments of the show is called the Three Wish segment. Okay, I was going to say, come on, iPad, work. the iPad, I don't know, it's acting funny tonight. And you found me. I'm a genie, and I'm giving you three wishes to wish for anything you want. The only thing you can't wish for is instant success to make it to the NFL. That means you can't instantly say, I am a San Francisco 49er. But anything else you can wish for in the world, you have three wishes. Wish for anything you want.
Oh, man, that's kind of a hard question. You know, I, man, you really put me on the spot right now. You know, does it have to be football related? Can it be, like, you know, with regards to, like, anything really? Or not?
It could be football related. I've had guys move around that instantly make it. I'm not going to say the thing. I'm trying not to say it because these guys have thought of good answers. But you can use football, but you can't say, oh, I'm instantly drafted or I'm instantly on a spot.
I got you. You can use football
in any way whatsoever.
You know, I know my first wish has to involve my family, man. You know, my first wish is that my family stays with me wherever I go throughout this process. So, I mean, you know, my second wish, you know, my second wish would probably be that God give me the desires of my heart no matter what, and he allows me to just be able to have the strength to overcome everything. I don't know if that was a two-part wish or something like that, but I'm going to count that as one. and my last wish, man, this is really, that's kind of hard. I'll say a good God-fearing woman. How about that?
Oh, I mean, those are three great wishes. I've had a lot of guys wish, you know, for the best for their family. I think those are three great wishes. I would be more than happy to grant those.
I wish you could, man.
Hey, it's a great wish and great wishes. I really like how you're keeping everyone close to you and you're staying humble about it. I think it's outstanding. Last segment before we put a bow on it and wrap it up. Who's your favorite team and why? If you don't have a favorite NFL team, we can reword it. But is there a team that you liked growing up? There's a reason I'm asking.
I can't say really because I've grown up liking all the, like, and that's just me. I grew up liking all teams. That's just, like, I have no, there are no favorites with me. There are just, like, I'm no football in itself.
Oh, it's fine. You know, I loved football growing up. You know, I'm a Dolphins fan at heart. But, you know, I love football in the aspect of all things about it, especially the draft. That's, like, my favorite part of the year. I love seeing guys like yourself, college superstars making the jump, especially guys that go a little bit later. I think that makes a better story. But let's say, I'm just going to say, a general manager's brought you in for a private workout.
Okay.
You've had a really good day, and you're pretty much selling yourself after the workout. You're meeting and talking about various things. But he looks you straight in the face and says, why is Christian Covington, defensive tackle of Rice, a good fit for my franchise? You have a few minutes to tell me why you're a good fit. Now, you don't have to use all the few minutes, but, you know, just sell yourself for a little bit.
Well, I'm the type of player that, you know, anybody would truly want to have on their team. I feel as if I would make a good investment for any team, whether it be with regards to my play on the field or my play off the field. You know, when it comes to my play on the field, I'm going to give you 100% everything I do, whether it comes to showing up to meetings, watching film, going to practice, showing up in games, actually being able to perform in all those aspects. That's me 100%. And when it comes to off the field, my off the field play. I'm the type of player that you can trust. I'm not the type of guy that you're going to have to worry about. Off the field. I'm not the type of player where you have to worry about who I'm hanging out with, or the type of player of you having to be worried about me constantly 24/7. So I just feel like I bring Christian Covington to the table as the type of player that you want to, the ultimate person that you want to have on your team.
The fans love it. The GM loves it. Great answer. It's something I really didn't touch on earlier, that, Rice is not only a very good football school, but the education you get there is very important. And I know you take your studies very serious, that you're not only a student of the game, but you're excellent in the classroom. I put that in your little bio, actually in the description box. So I know that whatever you do, you're going to succeed. And, I think it's a great mindset that you have, that, you value your education and, you're trying to make yourself better, not only on the football field, but in life. Because, football won't be there one day after it's all said and done. I'm going to wish the very best for you in your football career. But, you have something to fall back on. And I think that's outstanding that you value the education part of college.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Sports fans, draft fans, Christian Covington of Rice, the star defensive tackle, joined us tonight to talk a little bit about his journey going forward in the NFL. Quite explosive off the ball. He's got great pass rushing ability. He can stop the run. His coaches, Coach Slater, has done a great job developing him into a great all-around defensive tackle. A team's going to be very lucky to get a guy with immense upside like this. Quite active. He's got all the accolades to show for it. I like him like Leroy Glover, who had a very productive career for so many different teams. And I just really, Christian, I really wish you the best going forward with your NFL journey. If you want to follow him at CC or C Covington DT. That's his Twitter account. Give him some love with his process going forward in the NFL. And that's all I got. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give to any friends, family members, or anyone at all? The floor is yours.
I just show my love to my family. Show my love to my university, Rice University. Show my love to my high school, Vancouver College.
Very simple shout-out. I love it.
Sir.
I really appreciate you coming on tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule. I wish you the very best. And if you need any, you already said you had a mentor, but if you want another mentor or somebody that will push you along, I'd be more than happy to help you out. So I wish you the very best going forward with your NFL journey, and good luck with everything.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll be in contact soon.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
You too.
That was star defensive tackle Christian Covington of Rice. Great guy, very smart, humble in the locker room. He's going to bring the best to a locker room with his passing skills, a run stopper, all-around great player. Shout out to Michael Slater, who does a great job developing him, and David Bailiff, who really developed him into an all-around great player. Active in the pass rush, active hands, quick feet, and, he's got all the accolades to show it. Christian Covington is a guy that's going to surprise some people going forward in this new era of small defensive tackles. With the 23rd episode of Inside the War Room, I'm your host, DW. I hope everyone has a great evening. Tomorrow night, I will bring you another edition of Inside the War Room. Hope everyone has a great evening, and take care, everyone. I will be back with another edition. Take care.